高三英语高考练习八。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Jerry is going to hold a party tomorrow evening.
So you won't have dinner at home with us?
Question. What's the possible relationship between the speakers?
Two, what's going on? You look so pale.
I think I got some bad food at lunch today.
Question, what's wrong with the boy?
Three, what can I do for you, miss?
Yes, I want to change this note into coins.
Question, where does the conversation most likely take place?
4. How many students live on the campus in your school?
Let me see. About 1/4 of the 1,700.
Question. How many students live on the campus?
5. Haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been? Canada or Australia?
Neither.I stayed in New York for 5 weeks. My grandma had returned from London.
Question, where has the woman been?
6. Good evening, sir. May I help you?
Yes. What kind of rooms do you have?
Question, where does the woman work?
7. Honey, you'd better bring your umbrella today. The weatherman says the temperature will drop sharply and it's going to start raining very hard this afternoon.
But there's not a cloud in the sky right now. You know he's wrong so much of the time, too.
Question. Why doesn't the woman want to take the umbrella?8.Excuse me, I'm having trouble hearing in the back of the room. Did you say that your teaching assistant would grade the final exams?
No, I said that he would correct them, but I'll grade them by myself.
Question, what does the woman say about the final exams? 9.I don't think you can learn painting and dancing well at the same time.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
Question. What does the woman mean?
10. Shall I call you to let you know about our new project?
By all means.
Question. What does the man mean?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper,and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
The world's first flying car took to the sky on March 18th. Its name is the Transition, because it can switch between the road and the sky. The car that looks like a plane took off from a small airport in New York. The designer has spent 10 years working on the project in the past. In 2006, he won a $30,000 design award from the Institute of Technology. He said his inspiration was to do something about America's crowded highways and airports. The two-seater Transition can take off and land at airports and drive on any roads. The U.S. government said it was officially a light sport aircraft and not a car. The flying car has wings that fold up for use on the road. It is around 5.8 meters long and 2 meters wide. The designer hopes to start selling the Transition in 2011. The selling price will be between $150,000 and $200,000. There are already more than 40 orders for it. Derek, CEO of Terra Fuchsia Company, is excited about the Transition's future. He told reporters, "This breakthrough changes the world of personal moving ability." It is not yet clear whether traffic police or air traffic control will handle the dozens, perhaps hundreds or thousands of flying cars.
Now listen again, please.
The world's first flying car took to the sky on March 18th. Its name is the Transition, because it can switch between the road and the sky. The car that looks like a plane took off from a small airport in New York. The designer has spent 10 years working on the project in the past. In 2006, he won a $30,000 design award from the Institute of Technology. He said his inspiration was to do something about America's crowded highways and airports. The two-seater Transition can take off and land at airports and drive on any roads. The U.S. government said it was officially a light sport aircraft and not a car. The flying car has wings that fold up for use on the road. It is around 5.8 meters long and 2 meters wide. The designer hopes to start selling the Transition in 2011. The selling price will be between $150,000 and $200,000. There are already more than 40 orders for it. Derek, CEO of Terra Fuchsia Company, is excited about the Transition's future. He told reporters, "This breakthrough changes the world of personal moving ability." It is not yet clear whether traffic police or air traffic control will handle the dozens, perhaps hundreds or thousands of flying cars.
Questions 11. Which of the following is not true about the world's first flying car?
What can we learn about the two-seater Transition?
13. How much will it cost you when you want to buy one flying car?
14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Did you know that Mars and the Earth are the closest in 60,000 years? Now is the best time to see the wonderful sight. To help you learn more about Mars and the solar system, we are about to take an interesting tour. Will you spend time watching the sky on the Mid-Autumn Festival? If so, make sure you look at Mars as well as the Moon on this special day. The Earth will catch up with Mars in August and September. And on August the 27th, Mars will be the closest to the Earth in 60,000 years. It will be only 55.76 million kilometers away from the Earth on that day. The next time Mars may come that close will be in 2287. Looking through telescopes, sky watchers have reported that they saw Mars' south polar cap. It is made of frozen water and dry ice. It reflects sunlight well. I can see the polar ice clearly using my 8-inch telescope, says Ron Wayman from the USA. Mars is the fourth planet from the Sun. It is the planet most like the Earth, but it is much colder because it is further from the Sun. Mars is often called the red planet because its rocks are a dark red color. There are huge windstorms and tornadoes on Mars. They can make hills of dust that are 5 miles high. Hard to imagine, isn't it? A day on Mars is 24 hours and 37 minutes the Earth time. Very close to ours. But the Martian year, on the other hand, is 687 days. Nearly twice as long as the Earth's.
Now listen again, please.
Did you know that Mars and the Earth are the closest in 60,000 years? Now is the best time to see the wonderful sight. To help you learn more about Mars and the solar system, we are about to take an interesting tour. Will you spend time watching the sky on the Mid-Autumn Festival? If so, make sure you look at Mars as well as the Moon on this special day. The Earth will catch up with Mars in August and September. And on August the 27th, Mars will be the closest to the Earth in 60,000 years. It will be only 55.76 million kilometers away from the Earth on that day. The next time Mars may come that close will be in 2287. Looking through telescopes, sky watchers have reported that they saw Mars' south polar cap. It is made of frozen water and dry ice. It reflects sunlight well. I can see the polar ice clearly using my 8-inch telescope, says Ron Wayman from the USA. Mars is the fourth planet from the Sun. It is the planet most like the Earth, but it is much colder because it is further from the Sun. Mars is often called the red planet because its rocks are a dark red color. There are huge windstorms and tornadoes on Mars. They can make hills of dust that are 5 miles high. Hard to imagine, isn't it? A day on Mars is 24 hours and 37 minutes the Earth time. Very close to ours. But the Martian year, on the other hand, is 687 days. Nearly twice as long as the Earth's.
Questions 14. How far will the Mars be away from the Earth on August 27th?
What did skywalkers see on Mars' south polar cap?
Why is it colder on Mars than it is on the Earth?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Freedom Travel, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a flight reservation for the 23rd of next month, March.
Okay, what is your destination?
Well, I'm flying to New York.
Okay, let me check what flights are available. And when will you be returning?
I'd like to catch a return flight on the 29th. Oh, and I'd like the cheapest flight available.
Well, the price for the flight is almost double the price you would pay if you leave the day before.
Ooh, let's go with a cheaper flight. By the way, how much is it?
It's only $980.
All right, well, let's go with that.
Okay, that's flight MUF-121 from Salt Lake City to New York, Kennedy Airport.
And what are the departure and arrival times for each of the flight?
It leaves Salt Lake City at 10 o'clock a.m., arriving in New York at 4:30 p.m.
All right, and I'd like to request a vegetarian meal.
Sure, no problem. And may I have your name, please?
Now listen again, please.
Freedom Travel, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a flight reservation for the 23rd of next month, March.
Okay, what is your destination?
Well, I'm flying to New York.
Okay, let me check what flights are available. And when will you be returning?
Well, I'd like to catch a return flight on the 29th. Oh, and I'd like the cheapest flight available.
Well, the price for the flight is almost double the price you would pay if you leave the day before.
Ooh, let's go with a cheaper flight. By the way, how much is it?
It's only $980.
All right, well, let's go with that.
Okay, that's flight MUF-121 from Salt Lake City to New York, Kennedy Airport.
And what are the departure and arrival times for each of the flight?
It leaves Salt Lake City at 10 o'clock a.m., arriving in New York at 4:30 p.m.
All right, and I'd like to request a vegetarian meal.
Sure, no problem. And may I have your name, please?
Questions. 17. What is the woman doing?
When will the woman fly back?
19. Where will the woman depart to begin her journey?
20. Which of the following is true about the woman?